This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This chair's got some grease on it. Whew. Hi, everybody, and welcome. I just slid right into the Viper, Dodge Viper chair, right into the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. Second hour here at Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, from the Greasy Garage Studio. I guess that's why we call it that, because this chair's been greased. I don't know who did that. Anyway, you guys. Anyways, as long as they didn't grease the microphone, that's all that matters. I'm a guy with a wrench in one hand, a microphone in the other. The microphone comes out each and every week for you. I want to help you with and hear from you. Well, it doesn't matter about really, truthfully, anything. It's all, in my world, I wrap it around the auto world. I really do. And auto world is an interactive, informative, all things automotive. You know, it gets right down to your truck, your car, your snowmobile, if it's wintertime, you're driving your snowmobile, to your boat in the summertime, to the rototiller, to even gets right down to, they almost call me Mr. Fix-It. I'm fixing the electric scooters for the kids all the time, and that's no problem, putting new belts on them to how come this thing's only going so fast. And so, oh, that's what I like to hear. Yeah, we've got to take the governor off and make it go faster. Oh, yeah, and that's what we're going to do here at Auto World this second hour. We're going to slow it up a little bit and have you sit back, relax in your spot that you're sitting at. I do appreciate you being here, sitting back and taking your time out of your life to waste your time with me each and every week. Absolutely. Here on the second hour, we're going to get to that word redesign. I don't know if you did hear about the redesign of a logo. I don't know if I'm going to like it or not. And then also the motto. In fact, let's get to this motto. This is a question. You need your pen and paper out, and your pencil, and your pen, and your magic marker, and your paper. Okay, you only need one writing stick. This motto. Which car company or car manufacturer uses this motto? I'll say it again. Here's the question for you on the second hour. For some great gifts to keep your car clean, inside and out. I think I even got a bottle of odor eliminator left. That's awesome stuff. Anyway, here's the question. What car manufacturer uses this motto? Let's go places. So the motto is, let's go places. Which car manufacturer uses that motto? 855-660-4261. And or my email each and every week or through the week, whatever's good for you. But right now we're live, and I'd love to have you email me anytime. Okay? Anytime. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And for you folks that are listening on some of our great affiliates that take the show delayed, you could be listening to me on a Saturday and or Monday or even Thursday right at lunchtime. I do welcome you in. Appreciate you being there. That sandwich sure looks good and smells good. Radio smell vision. Love it. Anyway, good, thank you. Now, well, if you call the 855-660-4261, don't get an answer, don't get mad, email me. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And it doesn't matter if we're even a week behind, okay? I always have some great gifts to send out to you, and I always like to hear from you. So, again, what car manufacturer uses this motto? Let's go places. Real simple. One car manufacturer uses that. Let's go places. And also, I'm going to let's do it right now. Now, the email here on the second hour, I got a lot of things to share with you, and I'm going to share with an email with you right here, right now. Let's go to the email bag. Let's get the bag over here. There it is. And this email I've already actually read, so if I can just find it in the email bag. There's so many of them. Thank you for emailing us, by the way, here at Auto World. There it is. Found it. God dang, that's noisy. This is from an email from one of our great listeners up in Sandpoint, Idaho. Hey, let's do a shout-out. Ooh, shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate up in Sandpoint, Clark Fork, Hope, Priest River, Idaho area, KSPT, 1400 AM. Good to have you folks along. Thanks for, of course, taking Auto World the show to so all of your great folks around you can listen in and tune in, and I can fix their cars. That's what it's all about. I can never have too many friends, and I can never have too many cars to help fix here on Auto World. Let's get right to the email. I have been planning to email you about the chirping bird that has possessed the serpentine belt on my 1991 Dodge W250 four-wheel drive automatic pickup truck for the last several years. I would like to have you address that on a future show. That's what we're doing right now. I am planning to take a video and send it to you so that you can hear the sound. Oh, now see, that's you can also do that, folks. So you can always do that. I love it. And you can also do that with your automotive technician mechanic shop. It's been quite, back to the email, it's quite an impressive and embarrassing. We've had the idler pulley and the alternator replaced, and at least three local mechanics have tried to resolve the issue to no avail. I will send the video, audio, and photos in this to you. I bought the truck when we moved here to haul bumper pull two-horse trailer and only use it to haul in the spring and summer and fall because of our treacherous driveway. And that comes, take care and stay safe. Jay, thank you again. We talked about a problem, I think it was last week or the week before, that you also had with the driving backwards, if some of our listeners remember that. Now, this chirping sound, and as you stated, please do send me the video. I have no problems with that through the autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'll take a listen to it, and that'll really help me diagnose it. But I wanted to kind of get to it a little bit early here before I got your video, and so I could hear it, just for a little bit of my reasoning behind myself to see, really, if I'm still sharp on my pencil, if you know what I mean, because I'm going to take a ASE certified technician's, basically my opinion of that, Jay, and see if we can't fix it. Here's what I think's what's going on. And with these emails like this, folks, if you've got a chirping bird sound underneath your hood and you've had the idler pulley, the alternator replaced, the serpentine belt replaced, and it just keeps doing it. Here's what you got, Jay, I believe. Now, you said it was a 91 Dodge WD250. Now, you did mention a couple, little bit of quizzes here, and you gave me some tips, actually. You said it's sitting around, you don't only use it but in spring and summer and a little bit of fall. That means that antifreeze and that water pump is idle. It's not being used. Here's what I think. Jay, you got a water pump out. Take your fan blades with it not running, of course. Do not start it up and try to grab the fan blade with it's running, but park that bad boy and turn it off. Put the key in your pocket so somebody else doesn't start it up while you're trying to figure this noise out. I believe, truthfully, your chirping sound is basically a water pump bearing that's bad. Two reasons I say that. It's an idle truck that doesn't get used all the time because the antifreeze then isn't getting circulated through the water pump to lubricate it. So what I want you to do is turn everything off, put the key in your pocket, open the hood or bonnet, grab the plastic fan. You more than likely have a clutch fan on there, and it's probably a plastic fan blade. The clutch fan is made on an aluminum cast out in front of that fan blade. But I want you to grab the fan, Jay, and I want you to wiggle it forward and back, back and forward and back. And if it wiggles just a little bit, say goodbye to Mr. Water Pump or Mrs. Water Pump, whichever you'd like to call it, because the water pump bearing's out. And when you get the water pump off or your technician gets the water pump off, if you're hiring it done, no big deal, do. But ask them to take their cell phone out once they get it off that truck, that 91 Dodge W250, and I want to take a picture and send it to me, please. Take a picture of the weep hole that's got a little bit of white crust, or even in this case, it could be even a little bit of green crust coming out. That's where it's leaking, right out the weep hole, the bottom of the water pump. And they'll be able to really, really see that, of course, when they get it off. But at that point, too, if it's up on a lift, I have dental mirrors I use here at the Greasy Garage. I know we get the dental mirror out and light out, and we shine it up in there to see if we can't see that antifreeze leaking out of that weep hole. There it is. Jay, thank you. That's how you do it. I appreciate it. From Sandpoint, Idaho, we're going to be right back with more emails and some stories from a couple of our great listeners, like you, here on Auto World.
Thank you. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Oh. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it?
Yeah, you get a lot of discount when you do that. Have you ever done that? Good question. I never have yet. I need to get that on my bucket list. Go right to the factory and buy it. Correct. Correct. And cheaper. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me each and every week here from the broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. And they lured my chair down, my Dodge Viper seat. So I'm sliding right in out of the mic here. Whew, good to be along with you. Well, it's time to get to that word, redesign. No, not the furniture in your living room, even though I bet you, yeah, you started out the new year and you redesigned your whole entire furniture plan, didn't you? You put the love seat over there and it used to be over there. And then you put the chair over there and now it used to be over there. Oh, yeah, maybe the office. Yeah, your office is at your house now because of COVID. And with that said, you moved your desk to that wall. Or maybe you and your wife or your significant other are sharing the same office. Well, it has everything to do with Auto World. Nothing to do with furniture or the offices there. No. Did you hear? Did you see the redesign of the GM logo? What? Yeah. General Motors unveiled a new logo this last Friday. The company says it symbolizes, I can't even get the word out and I'm butchering it, its shift toward electric vehicles. Oh, no. See, it used to be large caps with a line under GM. With a dark, well, light blue background. Today, it's lowercase, yeah, GM. And what they're saying, they haven't changed the logo for over about 57 years now, over 50 years. What they're doing, the now lowercase letter M, for example, features arches that are squared so they resemble the prongs of an electric plug. The company said in the blue, coloring is supposed to evoke clean skies. The new logo was created by GM's own designers. Even though the font was created in-house, the company said it's the first time the automaker has, you know, of course, changed its logo since 1964. It has everything to do with the electric word, folks. That's right. So the old GM logo was, you know, big, bold, large caps. GM! Now it's
meow,
GM. I'm still a proud owner of General Motors products. Don't send bad emails to me or anything. I'm just telling you it's not as bold as it used to be concerning electric. Wow, the redesigning of a logo. Well, with that said, too, you know, if you want to redesign something, you can redesign your own logo. And does a logo? We talked about this in the past. Past Auto World shows about logos and do they mean anything to you? And with that said, this is the reason why I brought this up. General Motors, it's all new for them, and they're going electric. They're actually talking about a little bit of more on electric on that. The General Motors, they have decided to advance the zero emissions future, and they're doing a GM invites everybody in. That's right. Campaign showcases the range, the performance, the flexibility of General Motors platform that will power the company's new portfolio of 30 electric vehicles, folks, 30 of them, which begin launching this year and go on through for the future years. But they're going to bring you 30 more vehicles. Exciting new generation of buyers, of course, and accelerating EV adoption. Demonstrating General Motors EV leadership, which includes the investment of $27 billion in EV and AV products through the year 2025, and the launches of 30 new EVs globally by the end of the year 2025, highlighting the range, the performance, and flexibility of their brand new electric platform. So not only did they put $27 billion in it, but they're changing the logo. So I don't know if you have an opinion on that. Did they need to really change the logo to lowercase? I don't know. I you know, if you've got an opinion, I'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. And or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Do you drive a General Motors? Will this maybe stop you from buying a General Motors product just because they're spending... Not only did they change the logo, but they're spending $27 billion on EV. Oh, yeah, hydrogen. The first hydrogen car that I was ever in was back in Kansas City, and that was for General Motors. I was doing a test drive in one. I actually pulled up to a hydrogen a faucet, I call it, you know, like your gasoline faucet, where you put it in the hole in the back and you pull the lever called the gasoline faucet, you know, pouring gasoline in there. I actually put hydrogen into a General Motors car back in the day, not too far back, 1998, 1999. So hydrogen's coming your way, too. Well, it's time. Let's get to that email bag and find out. I got a lot of emails this last week, and I do appreciate each and every one of you doing that. Let's get in there. We'll reach in there and see if I can't find one. Whoops, there it is. There's one. Okay. And with the email, what I do, I print these emails out each and every week. I do take care of your emails, too. Some of your emails I will not read live on the air. Don't have enough time to do that, but I like to share a few of them. And the reason why I like to share a few of your emails is because I know that some of you might have the same problems that these folks are having that are emailing me. So one email could fix up to maybe a million plus cars or trucks, because that's how many of you are listening. I do appreciate that. And all our great affiliates out throughout the United States and the world, especially on GCNLive.com. Good to have you along. Again, a little housekeeping. You can always, if you want to know what I just said last week or the first hour or the second hour or the third hour, whenever, you can always Google Auto World Podcast, and we're right there on the top. Very proud of that. Very on the top. You don't have to hunt for it. Just Google Auto World Podcast, and you can always go back and find out why and how come and what he said. What did he say? And refer back to the shows if you, because I do help you, and you can take this information to the dealer if you need to. Please do. I have no problems. If you want that dealer to call me, have them call me. Have them email me. We'll get direct. We'll get talking. That's what it's all about. Two heads are better than one. Okay, let's get to this email. It says, Mark, I have a noise on and in my dash. I've owned this truck for about 10 years now. Have had really good luck with no repairs. But now in the morning, it sounds like there is a mouse eating up my dash. I have about 180,000 miles on it now. Bought it new at the Chevrolet dealership in 2010. Just wanted to know if you have any ideas on my noise. Thank you. Roger in Salt Lake City. Oh, it's time for a shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate there in Salt Lake, KBJA. KBJA 1640 AM, which is Salt Lake City area, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Utah, and all the other little cities in between. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to fix Roger's mouse problem. Whew. I'd rather feed a mouse popcorn than I would dash wires. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The alternative social media network Parler is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app that is largely popular among conservatives. Congressman Devin Nunes of California says this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute, there should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Congressman Nunes speaking on Fox News. House Democrats have moved quickly to impeach President Donald Trump after a mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. House Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn says the House could take up articles of impeachment early this week, but could wait until President-elect Joe Biden's first 100 days in office before sending them to the Senate. USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Road 66.
I always like those numbers. 6-6, just don't add one more to it, and you'll be good. Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans, right here on Auto World each and every week. Thank you, all of you, for taking your time to climb in that passenger door with me and have fun. That's what it's all about. Maybe learn a little bit of something here on Auto World each and every week, and that's what it's all about. Hopefully you do, and if you don't, well, maybe next week or next hour. You never know. Anyway, we're going to pull this bad boy away from the curb right now and get going again on the second hour. I got an email that came in from, oh, yeah, shout out to KBJA, 1640 AM, one of our good affiliates down in the Salt Lake City, Utah area, from Roger. Roger, again, I'm going to read this, so if we have some folks just joining us, then they're going to find out what your problem is, Roger. Okay, he says, Mark, I have a noise on and in my dash. I've owned this truck for about 10 years now, have had already good luck with no repairs, but now, in the morning, it sounds like there's a mouse eating up my dash. I have about 180,000 miles on it now. Bought it new at the Chevrolet dealership in 2010. Just wanted to know if you had any ideas on my problem, my noise. Thank you, Roger in Salt Lake City. Good to have each and every one of you along with us down in the Salt Lake, Ogden, Utah. And hopefully your skiing's good up there on that mountain. Been there, done that. It's beautiful. I need to get back down there here this winter. Put the old skis on. Remember the days of the wooden skis and the cables and the old boots, lace-up boots. And today I just click in my, I think it's a clamshell boot. I don't know. This is not a skiing show, but it's just so much fun down there in Salt Lake to ski the park. Park City? Oh, that's fun. Big snow, big snow. Anyway, a shameless plug there for skiing in Utah. Why not? Hey, Roger, yours is real simple. That's why I guess I'm talking about skiing here and fixing it. See, that's the best part about being old, I guess, and being in the automotive industry for so many years. Been there, done that, smelled it, tasted it. No, I didn't taste the mouse. Now, what you got going on, Roger? And I guarantee this. Roger, thank you. for bringing this to our attention through an email here on Auto World, because I know for a fact we have got more than just yourself. There's more than one of you that have this mouse-sounding noise in your General Motors product. I have to say that GM real quiet now because they're lowercase letters. Anyway, no, it's General Motors. There it is. Okay. So if you've got a Chevy Trailblazer, Chevy Suburban, Chevy truck, Silverado, all I'm just going to say is you got the GMC side. If it says GMC, folks, on the front of the grill there, go out and look. If it says it on the front, it says Chevrolet, you've got Roger's problem. You've got a stepper motor out. That's right, a stepper motor. Now, it almost sounds like some of that mechanic jargon I was talking about the first hour, but it's not. That is a real name. That is a real word for the part. Stepper motor, Roger. Each and every needle, folks, that you have that you're looking at on your General Motors product, that needle, that little orange needle, and some of you have electronics. It's all electronically. Well, if you've got a needle, that means you have a stepper motor. That is a little bitty plastic round motor with plastic gears in it that needle's hooked to, and it's put in that circuit board with two little needles. It's all one piece, but it's pushed in there, soldered in there, into that circuit board, into the dash with solder. And those little plastic gears get worn out, and it sounds like a little mouse in there going, just chawing away at the thing because it's worn out. Roger, you said you had 180,000 miles, and you have a stepper motor out, going out. And you'll notice that sometimes your gauge, you can isolate it, Roger, through your eyeballs. When you first start it up, yes, there's no grease in these stepper motor folks. They're just all plastic. So what you got going on there is, since there's no grease on there, those plastic little bitty teeth gears, I mean, these things are little, inch in diameter, the stepper motor itself, and it's just worn out. And so if you watch your needles there, Roger, on your gauges, you'll find out that noise is coming from the needle that's, well, can I say it? It's not reading correctly. And if it's not reading correctly, then that's the motor that's out. But here's what I recommend. Let's get this problem fixed, Roger, and let's get everybody's little stepper motors fixed. You could do this yourself, but I don't recommend it. Okay? The stepper motor kit is on Amazon, believe it or not, for $31. Now, when I say a kit, you're going to replace all the stepper motors, every one of them, because you got to pull your dash out. That's what stops you and each and every one of you from doing it, because you got to pull the dash out. You know, the whole entire dash cluster, you got to pull all that out, pull it apart to get to the stepper motors, and you're going to find a soldering needle point gun and a solder sucker, we call it. And it's pretty technical. You're pulling out, melting the solder, sucking up the solder to get the stepper motor out. It's not the easiest job in the world. But, Roger, that's what's going on. You need your stepper motors replaced. $31, I'm saying this out loud, $31 on Amazon. So when they say to you, the dealer says they have to ship it off, they do. They have to ship it off, and when they ship it off, they ship it off to an expert, and then, you know, it comes back at $400, $500 price tag. Which, is it worth it? Yeah. You need to know how much fuel you got in the fuel tank, don't you? Yeah. You need to know how much temperature you got it running on the engine. See, that's how important these gauges are. Stepper motors. Oh, I got quite a few of them in stock. Love doing the jobs. Really do. I find out, you won't believe what I find out behind everybody's gauges. Besides the stepper motors being growling at me and eating stuff. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. You are now a charter member of Auto World. Appreciate the email here from Salt Lake City. Now, with that said, let's go to New Mexico and talk to Frank. Let's get Frank up. I must have hit the wrong button. See how that is? I can do stepper motors, but I hit the wrong button. We'll get Frank back. Frank, give us a holler back in. Frank from New Mexico, I think he's got a chirping bird sound. We'll find out here in a minute. But anyway, there's Frank. Hi, Frank. I think we got Frank. We'll get Frank. There he
is. Hello
there. Hey, Frank, New Mexico. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Fixing cars. That's what it's all about.
I had a CHP story for you in case you're still listening for those.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. This was like in, back in 67, I guess. It was I was living out there. I was out there for a few years in Hollywood. Anyway, in one, this particular one day in 1967, I got two speeding tickets from the highway patrol. I was coming back down from Northern California back down to Hollywood. And I noticed after the first guy pulled me over, he was driving. That was the one year CHP had these Oldsmobiles, big Oldsmobiles, the Delta 88s with a 425-inch, 375-horse motor.
Ooh, yeah.
He pulled me over, and I said, hey, Oldsmobile. He says, yeah, we got them this year. And I went and admired his car, and he admired my Chevelle and issued me the ticket, of course. I was speeding. And got another one a few hours later farther down the coast. But, yeah, but the best encounter with the CHP was one time when I was on the freeway down there in L.A., and dang, I ran out of gas. I don't know how I did that, but I ran out of gas.
And wait a minute, Frank. Was the girlfriend with you at that time?
No. And
okay.
I could feel it running out of gas, and I said, oh, there's an exit up ahead. But I didn't quite make it because it was uphill to the approach to the exit, so I was about 100 feet short. And so I pulled over there, and here pulls over a CHP motor officer, you know, on the big Harley behind me. And I said, yeah, I'm out of gas, man. He says, okay, get back in the car, and I'll push you. He nosed up the front fender of that big hog that had a little push bar on it.
On the motorcycle?
Pushed me about 100 feet down to where I could just roll down the slope to where there was a gas station down there on the end of the exit thing. And that was cool. The guy was really cool. He just wanted to clear the road, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Frank, thank you for sharing that story. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Frank, from New Mexico, one of our charter members here on Auto World. We're going to take a little short break. We'll come right back with more popcorn, and, well, I'm going to put butter on it this time. It was a little saltier. I'm going to dilute the salt down and put more butter on it. Welcome back into the studio when we get back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, my seat is still warm and still greased up from the yahoos around here greasing me up, sliding me right into the cockpit here. Good to be along with you each and every week here on Auto World. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Mark Evans, from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. I want to shoot that question out. Let's get this baby answered here this week. There's a car manufacturer out there that uses this model. Motto. Which car manufacturer uses this motto? Let's go places. And I've got some emails here. I got a couple of them. Let's go to this one. And this is from Amy, and she's listening to us in Oklahoma City. Well, that means a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out. Shout-out to Amy. Thanks for emailing from Oklahoma City. That's shout-out to KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good to have you folks along. And, of course, as always, all the little towns in between, everywhere there, all of you folks listening, thank you. Appreciate that. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell your neighbors. Tune in, and if they are in the city that station doesn't take our show, Auto World, then we can go to GCNLive.com. Go to GCNLive.com, and they can tune in, too. And then I want them to call their local radio stations and say, how come you're not taking Auto World? Anyway, Amy, you're absolutely right. She says, Let's Go Places is Toyota. Toyota. That's brand spanking new for Toyota. Let's Go Places is what Toyota says, and isn't that the truth? All of us have been basically, well, do you have cabin fever yet? We might have some cabin fever. So let's go places, get in that Toyota, get into the Chevy, get into the Ford, whatever brand you like and have, get into it and drive away. Why not? Hey, here's a little trivia for you. Second hour, of course, always like trivia. 1980, good year, wasn't it? Back in the day, 1980. 6 years after the U.S. speed limit is set at 55 miles an hour, 470,000 radar detectors are sold in 1 year. Back in 1980. In 1985, some 1.7 million are sold. Oh, 5 years later, 1.7 million fuzz busters. Remember those fuzz busters? Indicating the widespread belief that the speed is basically an unrealistic and slow for the highways. So, basically in 1980, speed limit was 55 miles an hour and 470,000 of them were sold. Radar or fuzz busters. I had one of those. I don't have it anymore. I don't even know where it's at. That would be like an antique today, sitting here in the museum. But wow, 1.7 were sold in 1985. People, I think all of us were basically speeding. And we knew it. And that's why we bought the fuzz busters. Remember the little red light and the sound it made? Oh, it went off both directions. Boy, and the police would turn around and they'd say, I got you. Pull it over. Yeah. Speed, just like Frank, speeding tickets and all that, and you end up wasting your time in court and all. You don't want to do that. Today's court's on the Zoom. So, anyway, hey, thanks, Emmy, for answering that. Let's go places. Toyota? Yes, absolutely. Well, it's time now. We can get to it. Let's do it. Here on Auto World, the Auto World Little Car Facts. Something to do with twin kidneys? What? Oh, yeah. 1947 Bristol. Bristol 400 was the model. It's a Great Britain car. It was a luxury car back in the day. Imagine Boeing or McDonnell Douglas deciding to build an automobile. That's what happened in England following World War II when the Bristol Aeroplane Company came out with the 400, its first car, the Bristol 400, essentially hand-built. This model set Bristol's standard for quality control and materials, a standard said to be at least as high as the maintained by the Rolls-Royce Company. Bristol had acquired, as a German war, many, many BMW designs back in the war times. Also served as Fritz Fielder, formerly a BMW designer. He developed an improved version of the 2-liter six-cylinder BMW 328 engine. It was matched up with a lengthened version of the BMW 326 box section chassis and a body based on a BMW 327. The result was a four-seat coupe with a strong 327, including the trademark twin kidney. That's right, twin kidney, the BMW grille. I don't know if you folks knew that or not, but the BMW grille is a twin kidney look. The 400 was relatively heavy, old-fashioned in styling, and short on interior space, but its road handling and holding were excellent for its time period. Several hundred were made, and a 400 took third place in the 1948 Monte Carlo Rally. The 400 was succeeded by the touring-style 401, which featured an updated engine and brakes and the short-lived drop-head 402. Top speed of this 1947 Bristol 400 back in that day, 95 miles an hour. Single cam inline six, which basically that is your Chevy Trailblazer engine today, is an inline six cylinder single cam. The displacement, 2 liter. Power rating, 80 to 85 horsepower, 4-speed transmission. Now, a lot of you always email and ask, well, what did it cost? So sometimes I don't have that information, but today I do. The Auto World Little Car Fact on the 1947 Bristol 400 back in that day was $9,500. Whoa, 1947. And that is your little Auto World Little Car Fact for this week. I always like doing those little history. If we didn't have the history, we wouldn't have anything. Because history, well, as they say, race on Sunday and sell on Monday. See, when you race, well, on Sunday, or if you race on any day, you end up where? You end up winning with the trophy, but they learn. They absolutely learn from the racing. And that's the same thing with history. History's always been like that for many, many years. So now I'd like to get right to something that we've always wanted to know. Of course, what happened on this week in automotive history? Well, this week, in January 1942, Ford earns Jeep. They earn a Jeep contract. Oh, my. What? Ford and Jeep together? Prior to the U.S. entering World War II, the U.S. Army contacted 135 companies and asked for prototypes of a four-wheel drive car. Only two responded, American Banner and Willys Overland. After American Banner delivered their working model for testing on September 21st, 1941, the Army found it met it nearly, and it basically said, Ford, we need you. Didn't know that. I had no idea that happened in January back in 1942, that Ford got involved with Jeep. Oh, my. Well, as my Instagram account, Auto World Media, shows you a picture of a Ferrari Enzo with two big, huge exhaust tips hanging out the back of it, and my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and of course I welcome you over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. I said something that, does exhaust have anything to do with gas mileage? And each and every hour here, this is the second hour of Auto World this week, I want to talk a little bit about gas mileage and exhaust tips. Why? Exhaust coming out, how come? Of course, electric, as I was just reporting about General Motors bringing $27 billion into the two letters, EV. Well, Honda leads the full-line automakers, folks, in fuel efficiency and lowest CO2 emissions according to the U.S. EPA Trends Report. Honda did it. Honda's been a good car, haven't they? The Accord, the Civic. Honda continues a long history of leadership in the EPA fuel economy and low CO2 emissions among the top full-line automakers for more than 40 years. Honda, 28.9 fleet average fuel efficiency, folks. That's really, really good. 4 miles per gallon better than the industrial average. So it's pretty tight there. 4 miles per gallon is pretty close. I mean, you know, it's how do you push on the go pedal and how fast are you going to be going? Well, Honda did it. Honda set the all-time record for the electrifying vehicle sales in America in 2020. We'll see what's going to happen for the years to come. But it is changing. But yes, those exhaust tips and fuel economy, oh, the bigger the tips, the more exhaust you're going to have coming out and the faster you'll go. Depends on how bad you push on the go pedal, huh? Well, the garage door is going down here on Auto Roll in the second hour. I want to thank everybody. Of course, let's go right there to the makeup artist, Lion Lucy. She's always saying I'm looking good. Of course, Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show. Thank you, Axelrod. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. Always making sure that we are wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Thank you, Adam. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager of Genesis Communications. He's always keeping the lug nuts tight on these wheels on this wagon. Yes, my personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, and definitely, and maybe he's the guy that greased my chair this second hour. I don't know. Know-it-all Jay, he keeps the microphone nice and clean. Loudmouth Jay, thank you. Appreciate that. And, of course, who keeps my cushion nice and warm before I sit down? Oh, seat cushion Susie, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? My PR director, Bobby Vieser. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.